welcome to the Throat Chakra Explosion Podcast. I am your host, Anna Patricia. Welcome. I am so happy to have you here. If it's your first time here, welcome. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I want you to know that I am so grateful for all of you that listen and take the time out of your day to listen to my podcasts. It means the world to me. I am creating big things for myself. And this movement does not just affect me, it affects everyone that I come into contact with. I really feel like I did not come to this earth to do mundane, as you say, normal tasks that others do. I feel like I was born to do more. And the more that I go through my journey of life, my spiritual journey, I feel this itch and this calling to create, to do something bigger, to inspire people, because I've been through a lot in my own life at such a young age of 32. I am a Capricorn rising. Through my studies of astrology, Capricorn risings are one of the souls that come here to experience a lot of hardships in a short amount of time in their early life. And as they get older and age, your life actually becomes better and easier. And so when I found out this news, I was thrilled because an average person like me going through what I've been through, I mean, it's just astronomically ridiculous. So there is a purpose, my friends. There is a reason. Now, I'm going to let God lead the podcast. I'm going to lead from my soul. I know that there are things that people want talked about, so I'm going to try and cover that a little more in depth. I noticed from my last episode that a lot of you really liked the relationship topic, and you wanted me to go deeper and really talk about how to be okay on your own. I've had some people contact me personally and during my live TikTok chats and readings. And what I notice is a big theme here is that people want to really know how to be okay on their own. So let's really jump into it. Also, please let me know how you enjoy this episode. How is the volume? I am in a quiet, dark place. So I really hope that the volume is perfect. I'm still going to get some more equipment, but until then, we work with what we have, because some people who have big names in this world today, they started in their basement or their bedroom, created from what they had and turned it into something amazing. So that's what we're doing. Now, learning how to be okay on your own, it does take time and it takes experiences in life. And of course, going through those experiences, it means that you may have to go through some sort of hurt in order to get there. But maybe not. Maybe not. Not all the time. Sometimes knowing what we want and being okay on our own, it comes from even good experiences. But a lot of the time, through our darkness is really where we grow and we excel. It's where we learn and we bloom. So I always say to people, whatever you're going through right now, or whatever you've been through, referring to what you're going through at this moment, because we can't change the past, let yourself feel those emotions. And I sound like a broken record, but there's actually been studies, and I was watching an episode on Gaia. If you don't know what Gaia is, I will introduce it to you. Gaia, as I like to call it, is spiritual Netflix, okay? It's an app you can get on your phone, you can get it on your TV. It's a paid subscription service, and you can watch tons of things. all under the spiritual topic. Okay, so I highly recommend you look into it. Okay, I'm going on a million, jumping from a million thoughts here, but I was watching an episode recently and they said that when you hold things inside, it actually creates illnesses like cancer. So the more you hold things in, your anger, your frustration, your emotions, it will actually make you sick. There is always a reason why someone is sick in whatever way. Okay, so I truly believe that. And I want to say that when you learn, when you start learning how to release energy, you will feel great. Whether you want to do it through exercise, whether you want to do it through dance, maybe you like to dance, maybe you like to sing, maybe you like to do yoga, maybe you just literally need to scream from the top of your lungs. Whatever it is, you need to learn how to release the energy first, okay? Manifesting, learning how to be okay on your own means you have to learn how to go through the hard times first, because that's where you learn. But you have to also allow yourself to feel things. Don't suppress them. Don't suppress them. Think about physically anything. When you hold on to something and you hold on to it for too long, too tightly, it hurts. It does not serve you well. Let's talk about literal things within our body. Okay. If you literally hold your bladder, you're going to get a bladder infection. Okay. I've had that before at my job, literally holding my bladder because I was trying to serve the best I could and I got a bladder infection. So talking about energetics, but I'm leading it back to physical things so we can make the connection here. Don't hold anything in. You need to release it. Okay. Of course you have free will, so it's up to you. But the more you do that, the better things are going to be. You need to release stagnant old energy and in order to let the new energy in, to let everything flow. Now, also through our experiences in life, we go through hard things and those are going to help you develop how to be okay on your own. You have to understand that you have everything you need within you. You don't need anybody. You have everything you need within you, okay? You can manifest the life of your dreams. You can manifest anything. You can live on your own. You can be okay. You are protected. You are guided. You are safe. You are abundant. Maybe that you've been in a relationship for a really long time, whether it's a friendship or a relationship with a partner, and you really don't know how to let go of that connection, even though you know it's not good for you. I can relate. I've been there, as we talked about in my last podcast. I hold on to friendships. That's my thing. But not really anymore because I've come past that. Maybe it's for you, it's a relationship. But you got to think, why do you hold on to this? Is it because this person makes you feel loved? They make you feel like you have somebody? Do they make you feel like you're not alone? Is it safe? Is it a familiar feeling? Maybe you grew up in a big family. You grew up with people. Doesn't matter if they were good or bad for you. You just had people around. Maybe the idea of being alone was scary. To be honest, in our society, on media and in the TV and on shows and movies, they portray being alone as scary. So this is something that's actually taught to us, because they don't want you to know how to be alone, to sustain yourself on your own and be strong on your own. They want you to need them. When I say they, I mean the people that run this world, okay? So everything actually really goes back to programming. Now you have to start in baby steps, okay? Maybe it's a relationship. This is something you need to work at within yourself. Okay, learning how to be okay alone means that there's something within you that feels the need to hold on to somebody, even though it may not be the best for you. And even if you have healthy and amazing connections in your life, that's great, but maybe you've still never experienced being alone and that still scares you because you don't know how to do it. Maybe it's something that you actually just want to master. Then jump right into it. Tell your friends and or tell your partner that maybe once a week you're going to do something on your own and you want to learn, you want to start doing things on your own. Take yourself out for dinner. Go to the movies on your own. Go do the groceries on your own. Or maybe you don't have very good connections and you're going to start to actually admit that to yourself, as hard as that is to admit. Technically, you don't have to do anything, but you should start admitting to yourself, who is not good for me and why? I know that this friend is not good for me. They've shown me time and time again that their words do not match their actions. Or maybe this family member or this partner of mine is not good for me. There's parts of them that I like, but really they're not ticking all my boxes, and here I still am. And I find that a lot of people don't know what to do on their own. And I find that this is a big issue because we weren't really taught how to find our creativity within ourselves. Like I was saying, even in schooling, you're taught to work for somebody. You know, you're taught to be quiet and suppress how you feel and what you want and do what other people want you to do, which means you're still serving somebody else. But it's time to serve yourself. Maybe you need to start actually discovering who you are. You need to get rid of those toxic connections in your life. And you need to find what makes you happy. The people that don't serve us will always lead us back to the same road bump. And the same types of negative, toxic people will keep entering your life until you learn that lesson. There are also lessons that we are meant to learn in this lifetime here on Earth. And if you keep ignoring them and you're not learning it, the universe will keep having you meet the same types of people. So you will eventually learn the lesson. That's how it will work. Trust me, I know this from experience, okay? You want to manifest the most amazing partner? Well, you need to learn how to not rely on so many people first. Learn how to be independent. First of all, learn how to admit who is not good for you and be strong enough to let them go. Remember, holding on to something is no good for you. Holding on to something or somebody who doesn't appreciate you or somebody who doesn't want to stay, that's not good for you. Imagine the things that you could manifest in your life. And actually, learning how to be you and live your life on your own is one of the best things you can do for your soul because it really develops strength. It develops so much inner strength. It's crazy. Do everything alone. I challenge you next year to start doing everything on your own. Take yourself out. Wine and dine yourself. Go do things on your own. You know, you have a hobby, you want to do something, do it on your own. You want to learn how to paint, go to the paint class on your own. You want to do pottery, go to the pottery class on your own. You want to go out and have drinks, go out and have a drink and celebrate yourself. And enjoy being in your own energy. Because once you can learn that you are not alone, even though you're by yourself, that's the power. You still have people in your life. But once you start, first of all, loving yourself and filtering the things and the habits and the people who no longer serve you, it's a new feeling. Yeah, it's going to feel scary at first, but you're not alone. Your team is always with you. And learning how to be okay alone is going to be your biggest superpower. Because once you can master that, then you can come back and connect with people. And then you're going to realize, I have the upper hand here. Because now you want to be in my life. But now I can pick and choose. Like, if I want to let this person go because now I know they're not good for me, I can let them go without being scared that, oh my goodness, I'm alone. What's going to happen now? This is so sad and scary. You will have the upper hand. You won't have people holding you back. Okay. I think oftentimes we think about being alone as like, oh, like, look at that person. Like, they have no life. Like, they're such a nerd. All these bad names that we call people. Or maybe growing up, we've heard others talk about people who are alone. That typical word, that loser kind of word growing up. Someone who didn't have a lot of friends or never dated, or someone who did everything by themselves. You're looked upon as weird. Who cares? Weird is actually good. That means you're different. That means you're not a sheep. You don't follow the crowd. You don't do things that everyone else is doing just because they're doing it, because you want to fit in. I see this a lot. People do things because they want to fit in, but they're not actually doing what's best for them. And you know what? In life, some people are meant to stay in this 3D world and others are meant to ascend to 5D. It really just depends on your mission here in this lifetime. Maybe in another lifetime, you're meant to ascend to 5D. But if chances are, if you're here and you're listening to this podcast, you're meant to grow and ascend to 5D. Okay, because my podcast is woo-woo and it doesn't really attract people who are going to stay in the 3D. Okay, so if you're here, you're meant for bigger things. Just know that. And know that you can do this on your own. And once you master learning how to be totally fine on your own and learn who you are outside of other people, nobody can mess with you. Nobody can mess with you. Okay? That's the thing. You have the power now. Do I want to let this person in? Maybe. I'm not sure yet, but I'm totally fine. Why not? Do I want to be alone? Yeah, I feel like being alone. And you know what? I'm going to go to New York City all by myself. And I'm going to enjoy myself. And you'll see how much you're going to manifest in your life just with this energy. You're going to feel so confident. You're going to feel so invincible. You're going to feel lighter because now you're learning not to worry about like, oh, wow, it's actually not so bad on my own. And I can actually call the shots and I can do what I like on my own time. There needs to be balance. There always needs to be balance in people and in on this earth. So for some people, they've been alone their whole lives and they need to connect more. And others, it's the opposite. But right now we're talking about learning how to be yourself and learning who you are outside of your partner, outside of your family, outside of your best friend. And maybe you're slowly coming out of the 3D reality and you're stepping into the new earth, the 5D energy. And you're slowly making your way through your spiritual journey, and this is where you're at. You're going to be just fine. Take it baby steps. Baby steps. Okay? I hope that that's really resonated with you guys as of right now. I'm going to start kind of switching our topic of conversation, and I want to talk about manifesting. Okay? I want to talk about creating the reality that you want, creating your dream life, your dream reality. Think of when you were a young child to when you were a preteen and a teenager. What kind of things did you wish and hope for in your life that you really wanted, that you were like stubborn about? And for a bunch of you, maybe you have experienced this where you're like, I really want this to happen in my life. And now you're at the place and you look back. So, okay, right now I want you to think about when you were younger. What did you used to say? I'm going to have this one day. One day I'm going to have this. One day I'm going to have this. Or I'm going to do this one day. Or I want to do this one day. Now look at your life where you are. Take a minute and think. What were you saying that you wanted that you actually now have? And I bet you didn't even realize that you did this. You manifested whatever you have now. That goes for what we call the negative things and the positive things. Of course, everything is just a perception on how you perceive it. What one person views as negative, someone else doesn't. And for someone else, that negative thing that we think is negative, it suits them at that time, and vice versa. So be proud of yourself. If it's something that you're happy about, be proud that you did that. And that's manifestation. So how did you do it? Did you talk about it all the time to people or to yourself? Did you think about it? Did you think about it all the time? Did you have visions of it in your head? Did you write it in your journal and talk about what you wanted for your future? Looking back on my life, I know that I manifested where I'm at. When I was a teenager, even when I was a child, from when I was a teenager in high school, I said to myself, I'm going to get married one day. I'm going to have a dog. I'm going to live in a house. And I knew exactly what kind of guy I wanted to be my husband. At the time, I wanted him to be Catholic. I wanted him to be Italian because I come from Italian heritage. I wanted him to be taller than me, dark hair, you know, that tall, dark, and handsome kind of look. And I wanted a dog because I never had a dog or a pet growing up, and I really wanted one. I also wanted to live in a house, a detached house, because I lived in a house when I was a child for a little bit, but then mostly we lived in condominiums. So I wanted to experience living in a house, and I'm in a home now. I'm in a detached house. I have my husband, who I literally handpicked, and I have a beautiful big dog. I have a German Shepherd. So I literally have all the things I wanted. It actually did take some time. So this is what I want to talk about. Manifestation, it does take time. Now, it depends, right? Things can come in quickly, but it does take time to learn how to be a magical, quick manifester, because you need to understand the laws of this universe. You need to understand the law of assumption, the law of thought transmission, the law of attraction, self-concept work, all that kind of stuff. You need to learn about it and feel comfortable in it in order to manifest it. I've also manifested big money in my life. Okay. And that came in quicker than I thought. I manifested $70,000 in one shot, and then I manifested $15,000 in another shot. Okay. That's crazy for me. I started working on my self-development. I started working on my inner work, and I said, screw this. I'm done feeling anxious. I'm done feeling depressed. I have ADHD, and I'm going to use it towards my advantage. And I'm tired of feeling low all the time, and I want to feel high vibrational. I want to feel happy and joyful and excited all the time. And I started that journey. Okay. And I think it was 2 years ago, maybe a year or two ago. And that's when I manifested that money. I started learning into the law of attraction, self-concept. I started learning into the law of assumption. I started learning about energy work. I started admitting to myself where I fucked up and where I needed to work on. I started fixing my health. I lost 44 pounds a couple years ago, and I started doing big things that I never thought I could do. Of course, you go through ups and downs in your life, and it never stays high. But what happens that I've learned is even when you still go through low moments as you're growing through your spiritual journey, you're always going upwards. Do you see? Imagine an escalator when you're at the mall, okay, and you're going up to the second level and you jump on the escalator, whatever it's called. The escalator, I think. Okay, you step on that moving escalator, you hold onto the rail, and it takes you up. That is literally what happens. The first step that you take on that escalator, that is your first low moment in your life, okay? And then you master it, you work through it, and now you're on the next step on the escalator. It's still low compared to the top of the escalator, but it's higher than where you were before. Okay? Then you go up to the next one and the next one. So if you think about where you were a year ago and how hard it was, maybe you've overcome that and maybe you mastered that. And then you had high moments, right? But then it felt low. But those lows will always be higher than where you were before. Do you see what I'm trying to visualize here for you? it's that escalator effect. Actually, that's what I'm going to make a video about, the escalator effect. I like that. So that's literally what this is. So even though you've worked through, you may have worked through a lot of things, okay? Yes, we still have other things to work on because we're not perfect. We are never perfect. And even when you are your best self, maybe there's other parts of little things that you're going to notice that you're going to want to keep improving on. And that's how life works. Our soul learns to grow and evolve here on Earth, okay? That's all part of this dreamland. It's a dream life. You can manifest whatever you want, okay? So also manifestation, it has to do also with your birth chart, okay? Yes, and anything is possible because we have free will here on this Earth. And once you learn about mastering your mind and energy, you can manifest anything. But also it has to do with your numerology chart, your destiny number, your life path number. It has to do with your astrology chart. Some people were born to be seen in certain areas and have luck in certain areas, okay? So that also will be the reason why you see certain people having the things that you may want and they got it sooner or quicker or easier is because maybe for them that's their where their luck is, okay? In my life, my luck comes from my relationship. I meant to have major success in relationship in my love life, which I do and I'm very grateful for. But maybe for you, you're going to have luck and you're going to be able to manifest with friendships or you're going to be able to manifest in your career. I have a friend of mine and her luck is coming through her career. I looked at her chart a while ago. And so you have these things are important to look into also. Look at where Jupiter is in your birth chart. Okay. What house does Jupiter rule over? What planet is in there? That will talk about where you're going to expand and have luck and growth in your life. And also look at your numerology chart. What is your, what's your life path number? So life path number fours actually will obtain a lot of money in their life. They are meant for wealth. Okay. And if you research on Google, some of the richest people that are a life path four or the most famous people, you're going to be like, oh, damn. And even content creators today in the world that we live in now, social media, look up some of their life path numbers and you're going to realize that they were meant for that. But then again, even if you don't have the same aspects in numerology or in their astrological birth chart as they do, you have different areas in your own birth chart that will give you a push and will light a fire under your ass to get you going, and you'll still be able to get to where they are. It may just be on a different path to get there. Do you see what I'm saying? So for myself, as a Capricorn rising, I meant to have an easier, more peaceful life as I get older, but it's going to take more time and effort. So I will have to work for what I want. That's what my destiny is. I have to work hard for what I want. And I'm going to go through a lot of low moments, but I'm not supposed to give up on myself and I will get there and I'll be damned because I've given up on myself too many times. And maybe you feel this way too. Do it for your childhood self. Do it for you. Do it because your soul picked you before it came here, it picked your avatar, picked who you were going to be. And it knew that you were going to be successful. Literally, you were the sperm that made it. Okay, let's think about it that way. You were the sperm that made it. You were here for a reason. And yet, we were meant to experience all kinds of energies. We were meant to experience many different types of energy. And no, it's not easy. But Earth is not easy. But you become stronger and you can manifest great things. Okay? Let me see where we're at with timing here. Okay. So how can you work towards manifesting what you want? Let's start with self-concept. This is a big topic right now. I'm studying it, and I know that a lot of other people are also studying it because these topics are now becoming widely known, whereas a couple years ago, we didn't know about these topics because maybe we weren't going through the spiritual journey that a lot of the collective is going through now, or a lot of us are, if you want to call it, waking up to what's real. And so maybe 5 years ago, a lot of us didn't know about this because we were still not awake to what life really is and what is really capable out there. Do you know what I mean? So now that a lot of this information is becoming known, a lot of us are studying and we're learning about it. Maybe some of you have been reading books for years. Maybe you knew about it from a while ago. And that's amazing. That means your spiritual awakening journey started many moons before me. But whenever you decided to start your spiritual journey, it doesn't matter when it started. The point is you're awake, you're here, you're understanding more, okay? You're understanding that there is no such thing as religion. We're not meant to bow down and hail to one specific religion, that really all is one and one is all. There is one energy force called God, and we're all supposed to be connected as one. And that man created religion, but that's not what was meant to be, right? We're learning about these things. We're learning that there are different spiritual beings and entities and creatures that exist, like dragons and Bigfoot, and they just experience on different dimensions. And the reason why other people see them sometimes is because sometimes, depending on how spiritually ascended or evolved they are, some people are able to experience that and they kind of shift between different dimensions. But also the beings also sometimes our dimensions kind of like merge, and then people have those moments of, oh my God, I saw Bigfoot. And other people are thinking, no, that's not real. But it is. Mermaids are real in a different dimension. All these kind of things, okay? Where was I going? So once you learn about self-concept, it's going to change your life. I can tell you from experience that once I started seeing myself as the amazing, beautiful woman that I am, things started changing. People started gifting me things at work. My coworkers were offering me to buy me Starbucks. Like the smallest things that turned into big things. I'd go for a walk with my dog, and there's very few garbage cans when I go on a walk with her in this area I live in. So if she decides to do her duty in the other end of the neighborhood, I have to hold that garbage until I find a garbage. But then that week, she'd do her duty and the garbage can was like right there. And I'm like, oh, slay. Literally, if you have a dog, you know what I'm talking about. That's a slay, okay? So you start picking up on these small things that are actually happening for you. I got a gift card in the mail to Starbucks from one of the radio stations I subscribe to. Like everything was just working out. You start seeing signs and symbols. When you see ladybugs, that's a huge sign. So you got to see yourself as the bigger picture. Always, you need to always operate from a place of love and light, which means your intentions are for the good of all and with harm to nobody. And that's always my intention. When I'm calling things in or manifesting, releasing things, when I'm asking for things, I always tell my higher self and I ask God for the good of everybody and with harm to nobody. And you can't lie to the universe, okay? You can say something, but if you don't actually mean it and you have ill intent, that those manifestations are going to manifest into something negative and ill, okay? If you're jealous or envious of other people, you have to think to yourself, why is that? Well, you got to go down to that root, the root cause of that. Just like a naturopathic doctor would, they go down to the root cause of things. Why am I feeling envious? Because maybe that person has what I want and I don't have it. But maybe you have to say you don't yet have it because you can obtain anything. Or maybe that person hurt you, and even though they hurt you, they on top of that, they still have what you want. So that's frustrating. So maybe you got to work through that hurt. Then you got to go back deeper in your life and go back to when that person hurt you. Go back to that situation. Put yourself in their shoes. Why may have they said or did that thing? What were they dealing with at that time? Okay. What were you dealing with? All right. And understanding that holding on to anger towards people does more harm towards yourself than not. And learning how to let it go and learning that you are just as amazing as anyone else, and you can You can have literally, quite literally, whatever anyone else has, you can have it. Okay? That's what you have to understand. All right? So you want something, but we need to work through the shadow that's in there. So if you're feeling jealous and envious, let's talk about that towards somebody. Why is that? Okay? You have to start realizing that, let's say you want the same fitness or health that they have. You like the way they look and what types of physical things they've obtained. Well, you could have that too, but that means you just have to work for it. Maybe you have different health concerns or things that may hinder you, or maybe you have something that will really catapult you into that health journey. Use your anger and your frustration and turn it into power. Also, if you know about transmuting energy, snaps for you, okay? You can transmute any negative energy that is sent your way, okay? That evil eye energy. If someone is jealous or envious of you, they can consciously or subconsciously send you that negative energy. And at night before you go to bed, you say, for the good of all and with harm to none, I transmute any negative energy that has been purposely or not purposely sent my way into creativity and power and success for myself. Everything is energy. Energy never dies. It's not created nor destroyed. So you can change energy. That's what transmuting is. You can change it. Okay. But anyways, work through that. You can manifest everything, but you have to start seeing yourself as everything. You have to start seeing yourself as the bigger picture. Now, once you understand the universe and what really is, and you start learning about energetics and spirituality, you realize that we are all God experiencing itself. Okay? Everything, your higher self, your ancestors, your guardian angels, the archangels, everyone you see in this world is literally you. It's all one. If you have never heard of the Law of One, I highly recommend you look into it. Okay, the Law of One talks about all of us being the same entity, the same person. All of us in the universe, every animal, every being, everything, the plants, the trees, everything is one, which means if that famous person or that person that has what you want has it, that means you already have it because you are them and they are you. Okay, so now you just got to get yourself out of that, oh my God, but that's not possible headspace. And you have to put yourself into, well, okay, anything's possible and it's free to try and it's free to try and believe in it. Why would I not? Continue doing your day-to-day thing in your life. Continue doing your thing. And on the side, start stepping into self-concept. You are amazing. Now, there's a difference between being cocky and full of yourself and being from a love and light energy, respectfully having that I respect everyone, but I know I'm still amazing and I deserve it. My inner child deserves it. There's a very big difference, okay? You have to be operating from a soul level, not a human ego level, okay? Your ego mind can be balanced and harmonious, but a lot of the time for a lot of people, we operate through a negative space within our ego. Okay. I'm the best. That's not what I mean by self-concept. Okay. Everybody is the best. We're all beautiful in different ways. And now maybe it's going to trigger you. Maybe this journey is going to trigger you because maybe when you see other people confident in their own skin, no matter what they look like, what they've achieved, what they haven't achieved, who they are, that triggers you because you know that you have not achieved that level of self-love and self-respect yet. Well, learn to pay attention to your triggers because they are going to be the best things for you. Your triggers are going to be the things that are going to teach you what you need to work on within yourself. And once you've worked on that, your manifestations, they come to you faster. It starts within. And then it gets reflected outwardly, okay? You have to think. Everyone, you have to start walking around and literally believing that whatever you say, people need your energy. People want your energy. People want to be around you. you have to start talking as if it's already happened. But doing this work, you're going to notice that people are going to fall apart from your life, okay? The people that no longer serve you once you go down this journey, if it's your journey of learning how to be confident within your own skin and learning who you are outside of your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your partner, your family, your friends, or maybe you're going on the journey of learning just how to sustain yourself on your own, or maybe you're going on the journey of spiritually just kind of you want to learn about who am I, why am I here, what is this universe, who really exists. All these things are very different than what we've all been taught and where we all came from, okay? You're going on a spiritual journey. Your vibration is ascending. You're reaching new levels of understanding and consciousness and change. Nothing grows in change. Nothing grows in comfort, okay? Plants literally have to be buried in a dark place in order to grow into a beautiful thing, okay? Smothered by water and soil and no sunlight. The seed starts in the darkest place, but look what it becomes. So that's you. You have to work through those things first. Then everything feels lighter and then things become easier. And the people in your life are going to start dropping like flies. You may stop talking to people and that's okay because your vibration is changing and you are no longer a vibrational match for the friends, the family, or the partner you have in your life. And what looks like a tower moment is really everything is happening for you, not to you. That's what you need to also start saying. Everything is happening for me, not to me. And once you start making that mind shift, you will see your whole life changes. Okay, I have a couple things that I'm manifesting right now. And at the moment, it feels like, oh my goodness, like if this happened, I'd be the happiest person. Like, is this possible? Could it be possible? Because I'm not quite where I want to be yet, but I'm working on it. And that's involving a deeper level of acceptance and thinking. It's involving me to actually go deeper into my own self-concept work and self-love and worthiness work. Again, I have to start working deeper on anything's possible for me. I have to look at if things are stagnant, why, what can I change? Remembering that nothing grows in comfort, okay? If you want to see change, something has to change, okay? So let's say you want to paint your house or redo your house. Well, it's not just going to magically happen. Something has to change. You have to start studying on how to paint. Where can I get this new furniture? What colors look good together? It revolves some sort of level of research and a deeper understanding, which requires action. And then you have to go out, buy the paint, and physically do it, whether you're hiring someone or doing it yourself, right? And that will create the change. And then you'll have learned something from that process. So whatever you want involves change, but it also involves loving yourself. I know that anything is impossible for me, and I will die on that hill. I will spend my whole life, whether I see it come to existence or not, believing that for myself, because it means that if I am meant to come back in another life, I will have worked on all these things that much more. And I will carry less issues, if you want to say, or karmic things that I need to work on in the next life. And if I can make it easier for my soul in the next life, if that's what's meant for me, then I will do that. But I also, as Anna, Patricia, in this lifetime, I want to see what am I capable of. Well, let's just think like anything is possible. Like, what if? What if that could be possible? Like, let's just see if it could happen, you know? It costs nothing to believe in yourself. It costs nothing. When you start washing your face and taking care of your teeth better, you start eating better things. Yes, you're allowed to be human and have treats, of course. But once you start, majority of your life is spent kind of really taking care of your body as a temple and taking care of that. The inside reflects on the outside, and then the outside reflects on the inside. You start walking or doing yoga, or maybe you start doing meditations or affirmations, And in the beginning, it's hard because you don't believe in them. But then you start doing it. You start taking care of your hair better. You start treating people in your life better, even if it's difficult for you and it's hard. But then you're going to get more comfortable in that new energy. And then you're going to realize that you like that and you like the response you're getting from other people. And you're going to notice a difference. You're going to glow better. Okay? Do things that make you uncomfortable. That is what's going to make you unstoppable. If it's about like fitness, start slowly. Okay? For me, I have to push myself so much in order to stay at a healthy level because I naturally just want to be a hermit and go into my cancer crab shell and do nothing. But I have to push myself because I know if I don't, I'm going to get to an unhealthy place and I don't want that. So I have to push myself to stay healthy. And maybe the universe knew that. Maybe my higher self knew that or my ancestors knew that. And that was the reason why I have my dog, Ella. She's a big dog. She has a lot of energy. She's a German Shepherd. So she has to be walked every day for at least 45 minutes. No, you know, at least. I do the best I can because I go to work. I have a 9-to-5 job at the moment. So I work around that with my husband. We take turns. Sometimes we go together. And as much as I just want to be a couch potato when I come home, sometimes I got to push myself to do that. But not only am I doing something good for myself, I'm doing something good for her. Okay? So think about it like that. Maybe you want to learn how to become a better artist on something or sewing, whatever it is. You want to work on pottery. Go take classes. Go learn. And remember, you don't have to go with somebody. My husband, he's a huge inspiration to me. And he has all these new hobbies that he's been kind of studying for a couple of years, like fishing and things like that. And in the beginning, when he started, he's like, you know, I don't really have people that have the same interests as me. And so it's like he wanted to go and do these things, but he didn't have anyone to go with. And then he started realizing, well, I'm just going to go and do what I love on my own, because if no one else likes it, why should I not go out? This is what makes me happy. It's what makes my soul happy. So I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. You have to realize that you don't need people in your life. You want to want people in your life. You want to come be in a place where you can say, I'm comfortable on my own, whether you live on your own or you just act alone. And if you have people in your life, you're the cherry on top. I don't need anybody. I don't need anything. I'm okay on my own. You want to start saying, I want you in my life. And actually, we say that to each other, my husband and I. He's very good at, he's already mastered like being okay on his own and being comfortable on his own. Whereas this was a new journey for me a couple years ago. And so now we say to each other, like, I don't technically need you in my life. I'll be fine on my own. I want you in my life. And that's a huge difference, okay? You don't want somebody to need you. You want them to want you because they enjoy your energy. They enjoy your company. That's the difference, okay? Now remember, this is a balance. Maybe you come from a place of always doing everything on your own and you never ask anyone for help. Remember, things have to be balanced in life. So if that's you, you need to start asking for help more because you'll know if you can't, if you're breaking down and you just don't want to admit it. Okay, maybe that's where you're coming from. Maybe you're the opposite and you're coming from a place of always needing somebody and not knowing how to do anything on your own. Well, then now you got to balance out that energy. Okay, I hope this podcast has served you well. I hope that you enjoyed it. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are right now, just remember that anything is possible. Yes, we're meant to be human and we're meant to be here and experience all of these fun emotions and the ones that don't feel so fun. But if you lean on people too much, maybe take a step back this week and try talking to God, talking to Source, talk to your spirit team, talk to your higher self. Ask your team for help. Ask the angels for help. Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, they are always there to help you, okay? Do something that makes you happy. Or maybe you're someone who always does everything alone and you're like, I don't need anybody. Well, no, maybe it's good to ask somebody for help because maybe they actually want to be of service and that will actually that help their journey in life. Okay. Ask somebody for help. And then you'll realize how nice it is to have that connection and that you grow and you build connections with people by asking for help, and that it actually does lighten your load, kind of thing. You are amazing, and start surrounding yourself with the people that you want to aspire to be like. The people in your life should be a reflection of who you want to become. So if you have to stop talking to people, you know, distancing yourself from family members, as much as that sucks, if they're no good for you, then you slowly distance yourself. Maybe it's your partner and you realize that they're not for you anymore. Maybe it's your circle of friends, you know, and you're slowly, respectfully going to just distance your energy. You have to surround yourself with people that I always say that I want to follow, even on social media, I follow people that have what I would love to obtain in the future. And I want to work towards that energy. The people that already have whatever you want or are who you want to be, that's who you should surround yourself with. Okay? Even if it means learning to be alone. I love you. I'm grateful for you. And I will see you on the next one.